Good news on the job front, good news on the earnings front, but the big economic story is oil, oil, oil.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, oil prices are hovering around $100 a barrel, and that ugly word uncertainty is starting to pop up among economists. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up just a bit. The Dow is basically flat at 12,104. The NASDAQ up 0.3%. And the S&P 500 basically flat as well. The number of Americans filing for first-time jobless benefits dropped to 391,000 last week. That four-week moving average is now the lowest in 2.5 years. And General Motors said this morning that it made its first annual profit in 6 years last year. Now for some analysis, let's bring in Diane Swonk. She's chief economist with Mesirow Financial, and she's with us live now from Chicago. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So good news on weekly jobless claims, good news from GM, but it does seem like the big economic story today is the rising price of oil.
Well, certainly that is a big economic news today. And unfortunately, we don't live in a vacuum. And if we lived in a vacuum, we could just take the other data today and say, well, let's run with it and have a good day. Unfortunately, the Middle East is not having such a great day. And not only do we have oil prices surging, we also have uncertainty about what's going to happen in other countries outside of Libya. Libya itself looking like it's in quite a mess, maybe falling into anarchy at this stage of the game.
And when you put it all in context, when you take the good and the bad, are we looking at a situation where we could fall back into a double-dip recession as a result of what's going on in the Middle East?
Well, it's always a risk. The good news is the Saudi Arabia can make up for the lost oil in Libya. They can up production, and they've already promised to up production. And although some people are questioning that, I think they will step up to the plate and actually make up for that shortfall in oil. That won't totally reverse all the increases in oil prices that we've seen, but make them somewhat more manageable as we go forward. It's hard to escape, though, what political uncertainty means in the Middle East, along with the oil prices. And this could put a bit of a damper on a recovery that was really gaining some momentum.
That old word, uncertainty, that we don't like very much. Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks so much as always.
Thank you very much.
Well, the House Financial Services Committee has scheduled a vote for next week to shut down the Obama administration's programs aimed at helping struggling homeowners. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports this morning that the Obama administration is negotiating a cash settlement with big banks over ForecloseGate, that mortgage documentation mess that came to light last fall. Marketplace's Janet Babin has that story.
Under this reported proposal, banks would pay $20 billion in civil fines or use it to fund loan modifications for underwater homeowners. The money would come from banks agreeing to write down the principal owed on distressed homes. That could help alleviate the glut of foreclosed homes piling up in many areas. Ohio State law professor Peter Swire was part of President Obama's National Economic Council on Housing.
It's a good step for the banks because they'll try to put the mess behind them from robo-signing. It's a good deal for consumers and for the housing market because it can make money available to try to fix some of the problems we're facing.
But some complain that $20 billion is a drop in the housing crisis bucket and that the plan doesn't require mortgage servicers to come up with new standards to better protect consumers in the future. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Toyota said this morning it's recalling an additional 2 million vehicles in the U.S. This is, again, related to the problem of the gas pedal getting stuck in the floor mat. Toyota has now recalled 14 million vehicles worldwide in the last 2 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, as the violence continues today against protesters in Libya, protests are also underway in Bahrain and in Yemen. And there are calls for more demonstrations in China in a dozen cities this Sunday. In fact, the U.S. ambassador to China, John Huntsman, was spotted at a protest last weekend, and online searches for his name have been blocked in China as a result. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz joins us now from Shanghai with more. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Jeremy.
So I assume the government in Beijing would rather the Libyan situation not be the talk of the town.
Definitely not. And the government is doing what it usually does when it feels threatened like this. And it's blocking certain search terms related to the unrest in the Middle East. It does this by relying on companies that operate search engines to police their own sites. But it also is able to unilaterally shut down your server connection if you enter a search term that is particularly sensitive. And that's what we've seen here with the term Jasmine Revolution, which refers to the protests spreading throughout the Middle East.
All right, Rob, well, show us what you mean. Google the term Jasmine Revolution.
Okay, so here I am. I'm typing Jasmine Revolution in Chinese, and here's what pops up on my screen. The connection is reset. The site is temporarily unavailable. So that's an error message, and this is usually what pops up whenever you enter a search term that China's government doesn't want you to know more about. So the dangerous term this week happens to be Jasmine Revolution. Even the single word Jasmine has been blocked on Google. It's kind of funny because Jasmine is the name of a popular folk song in China. In fact, Chinese President Hu Jintao is a big fan of this song, and there's a video of him singing this song on many Chinese sites. So it turns out that even President Hu is being blocked in this latest campaign from his own central propaganda department.
Oh, the negative side effects of blocking search terms. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And finally to New Mexico, a state with a $450 million budget deficit and a brand new spaceport. Taxpayers in the state have pumped more than $100 million into the project, which is supposed to make New Mexico the hub for space tourism. But according to the New York Times, the state's budget woes are causing some to rethink the public investments. Could be time to start taxing those UFOs in Roswell. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Don't look now, but China has just passed the United States as the top international consumer of Bordeaux wine.
As they become richer, they demand greater energy, greater amount of commodities, and wine as well.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fine wine and crude oil have more in common than you might think. That story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.